Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Fallon. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Otis Nixon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Butler steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco takes first base on ball four. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cruz scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law takes first base on ball four. Kittle moves to second. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Law moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Willard moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard moves to third. Nixon moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to home to get Willard. Nixon moves to third. Butler moves to second. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Nixon scores. Butler moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. Bernazard scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luzinski moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Law strikes out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brook Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0 for 1 in the game. Vukovic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Vukovic reaches second base with a double. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Willard hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fallon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Law steals second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Law moves to third. Fletcher moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines strikes out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lozinski takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Law tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Fallon covering, for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Bernazard moves to second. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Bernazard trying to get to home. Baines throws the ball into Hill, who tags Bernazard, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Thornton moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Law strikes out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vukovic hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Willard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Willard reaches second base with a double. Kevin Romberg pinch hits for Otis Nixon. Kevin Romberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Romberg now playing left field. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fletcher strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Butler moves to second. Ron Reed now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Franco bunts towards the mound. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Bernazard steals third. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Frazier now pitching. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lozinski hits a fly ball into left field. Romberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kittle moves to second. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Mark Hill. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Broderick Perkins pinch hits for Kevin Romberg. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hargrove now playing first base. George Vukovic now playing left field. Carmelo Castillo now playing right field. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.